it's Tom for Tom Shoup, our only guest that gets music. And we're talking about government reorganization. Since the President's State of the Union address, where he called for a government-wide reorganization, at the earth moving right there under your feet, well, he wants to remove duplicate federal programs. It's been a top priority. How much will that reorganization cost the government? And in these tight budget times, is a reorganization something that the government can afford? Tom Shoup, editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine. He looked at that in his Fed blog this morning. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Chris.
So the first step, they're looking at trade issues. Well, I mean, is the goal of this to save money? What's the goal?
Yeah, I think the long-term goal, yes, is to save money and to increase the effectiveness of the organizations affected and to make government more efficient overall. But I think everybody recognizes that in the short term, these things cost money.
And in these tight times, it just seems like getting that through seems difficult at best.
Yeah, I think it is very challenging. And OMB's chief federal performance officer, Jeff Zients, he acknowledged that today in an appearance he made, that in order to make the case to get some short-term funding, you have to have essentially a plan that says we're going to have big, big savings, many times the cost down the road. It can't just be a little bit more. It has to be a lot more, which is a very, very high bar to reach.
Yeah. And the Obama administration is reaching out to Jeffrey Zients, as you mentioned, and Federal News Radio's Jason Miller was there. They've launched this a website to create ideas, part of what we've seen them do before.
Yeah, it's sort of like the SAVE Award, where they gathered ideas from federal employees about how government could save money, and they're pretty much using the same software, I think, to try to accomplish the same goal here, to gather ideas. It seems that's reaching pretty far and wide for ideas. I wonder how difficult it's going to be for them to sift through these and find ones that might be worthwhile. But they're determined, they say, to get, at this stage of the process, to get feedback from all kinds of affected people, and that includes federal employees.
And as we've talked about before, this is, I was talking to somebody and they said, the Pentagon reorganization, they've got it almost right now, more than 50 years later. We've seen a lot of challenges with the Homeland Security reorg. This isn't necessarily easy to do.
No, in fact, it's almost always difficult to do, and it tends to get done in times of crisis when someone says, quick, we've got to do something, we need a Homeland Security Department, so let's just start throwing agencies together. And those tend to be less effective. The Zients today went back and openly compared what the administration is doing to the Hoover Commission effort of the 1940s. Well, the Hoover Commission, that took a good 10 years to get all of its, or even some of its recommendations implemented. So if they're going to do that, that's very much a long-term process.
So how do you see this going?
I think they're definitely on the fast track to do
The end of June, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, of the trade-related organization.
Right.
Which I think is really where the money is for them, in terms of the bang for the buck, in terms of saying we're really trying to make government more responsive to business and be more helpful to businesses as they try to be more competitive. We'll see how that goes. I think much depends on how that goes. If it turns out to be as difficult a sell as reorganizations typically are, I think that's going to cause the administration maybe to take a long, hard look as to whether they've got the stomach for doing this over the long haul and taking on the entirety of government.
What
they're going to do. Yeah.
I was talking to Jason earlier, and he mentioned that, this is year number three of the Obama administration. This is usually the kind of thing we hear in year number one.
Yeah, or not at all. I mean, when the Clinton administration came to town, they said the one thing we're not going to do is try to move any boxes on the organizational chart. It just takes too much effort and too much political capital, and it's just not worth it. And pretty much the same thing happened in the Bush administration. So it is unusual for this to come up at this point, and for there to be such an open-ended commitment to large-scale reorganization.
And it tends to take a lot of political capital, and it's not like there are particularly good relationships between the two sides of Pennsylvania Avenue right now.
No, there really aren't. And I would say you know, Zion said today, and he's right, that, you know, this tends to be a relatively bipartisan issue because people on both sides can see sort of how things might not be organized in the best way and can get behind the idea of restructuring things. But again, anything that involves short-term outlay of money, that is going to be very difficult.
So should people expect to feel the earth moving under their feet?
I don't think the earth is going to move all that much. We'll see, though.
You can find a link to the site where you can suggest your idea for government reorganization and Tom Shoup's always readable Fed blog. You can find all of that, DoraBeckInsider.com, and tune in for your, for and tune in. We talk to Tom every week, so always a pleasure having you here.